From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The presidents of the United States and Brazil have agreed to work on the importance of collaborative efforts, fighting together to combat the spread of the Zika virus. After the two leaders spoke, the White House issued a statement saying Barack Obama and Dilma Rousseff recognize the significance of working together. The World Health Organization has warned the Zika virus is spreading rapidly through the Americas and could affect as many as 4 million people. Zika virus is tentatively linked to 4,000 suspected cases of microcephaly in Brazil, a condition resulting in abnormally small heads and brains in newborns. There is no vaccine or treatment. African heads of state are expected to address some of the most pressing conflicts on the continent, such as Burundi and South Sudan, this weekend. They are meeting in Addis Ababa as 17 of the nations face elections this year. Martha Vanderwolf reports.
With 17 African countries holding elections this year, the consequences of leaders clinging to power is also frequently discussed. Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe has been in power since 1987. He said he was not impressed by those who criticize leaders with long office terms.
They had been in power for too long. You must now allow another party also to take over. Is that democracy? And that was coming from Europe.
The African Union summit will wrap up on Sunday evening. Marta van der Wolf for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
A delegation representing Syria's main opposition group is arriving in Geneva today, but it's still unclear whether the Saudi-backed High Negotiations Committee will participate directly in UN talks to end the Syrian civil war. This is VOA News. 10 migrants, including 5 children, drowned when their boat sank today in the Aegean Sea as they attempted to reach Europe. The Turkish news agency Dogan said 43 people were rescued. Another 20 are so far being continued to search for. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is facing mounting political pressure over the number of migrants arriving in her country, with regional authorities asking for more resources to help cope with the crisis in their localities. Henry Ridgewell reports from Berlin.
More than 1.1 million migrants are being resettled across Germany. At a meeting with Chancellor Merkel, the leaders of Germany's 16 federal states demanded a doubling of financial aid and support for housing and schools. Chancellor Merkel struck a deal with her governing coalition partners, which would facilitate deportations and restrict the rights of migrants to bring their families to Germany.
Und so werden wir Land für Land einfach auch.
She said the government wants those with the prospect of remaining to be integrated, but said those who have no prospect of remaining should return. Germany anticipates the migrant influx could cost the state an extra $3.7 billion in extra social benefits during 2016. It's hoped German language classes will speed the migrants' entry into the labour market and cut the benefits bill. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Berlin.
Officials in Seoul say South Korea appears poised to consider importing a controversial U.S. missile defense system in the hope of countering a growing North Korean missile and nuclear threat. After the latest nuclear test by Pyongyang, South Korea has been weighing military and diplomatic options to enhance deterrence against future provocations by the North. The U.S. system tracks missiles up to 2,000 kilometers away. Democratic and Republican presidential hopefuls are in the state of Iowa today, making last-minute appeals to voters and tightening their attacks on rivals. The notable exception, Republican frontrunner Donald Trump, the billionaire businessman, instead has decamped to New Hampshire, where he is campaigning. New Hampshire will hold the nation's next nominating event February 9th, after this weekend's in Iowa. The United States said Friday its economy barely advanced in the last 3 months of 2015. The Commerce Department said the anemic growth, just 0.7%, reflected weaker consumer spending, along with investment cutbacks by businesses and slowing exports. China, the world's second biggest economy, reported that its 2015 growth was the slowest in a quarter century at 6.9%, still markedly faster than that recorded by the U.S. and Europe. And American tennis star Serena Williams has been stunned in the finals of the Australian Open, losing to seventh seed Angelique Kerber of Germany. Congratulations there. The men's final Sunday will place top seed Novak Djokovic of Serbia against Andy Murray of Britain. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.